Madame Nahon, Mr. Grimes, Dr. McDonald's, and Dr. Lovins, and dear friends, dear colleagues. It's a great pleasure and my honor to start this third International Conference on Energy and Meteorology, ICEM. Let me thank first the excellent work of the organizing committees. We had two brilliant committees, one a scientific committee and one the local organizing committee. Without them, obviously, we couldn't have had this conference. And we've already seen some of the highlights yesterday for those that were around, and we'll see much more in days to come. But what I would like to do now is to take a look back in the last 2 years since our ICEM, the second ICEM in Toulouse in 2013, and see what has happened since then. So I'll give you a brief introduction because we have some great speakers after me and I don't want to take too much time, but let me, just give you this brief background. So just a reference. So we said 2 years since 2013, but how does compare to the systems, the energy systems we're dealing with? So very briefly and simplistically, we have the policy setting, social acceptance, and energy systems lifetime, which are components of setting up an energy system or power plant. And as you can see, these are all from several years to many years, a few years to 30-plus years. So we have very long time scale. So 2 years in this context is pretty short. The other thing to bear in mind is that in the last 2 years, the global financial crisis was still hovering over us. However, I like to also look at some of the indicators, and I was particularly pleased the other day when I analyzed this plot of the Dow Jones Index. Granted, it's just one index, but it's a very important one for the global economy. And as you can see, in the last 2 years, we've had a 20% increase on average. So that's some positive news. So now, what happened closer to home in the last 2 years? A number of us in this room have contributed to this book, which was published in January 2014. So it was edited by my dear friends and colleagues, Laurent Dubut and Sue Ellen Opt. And so far, just in 2014, we had 10,000 roughly 10,000 chapter downloads, which I think is a reasonable achievement. So if we go out of our courtyard and look at some other important work, since ICEM 2013, we've had the World Business Council for Sustainable Development and the World Energy Council with other partners writing these publications and highlighting the fact that weather and climate are more and more impacting on energy systems. So these are very strong signals. This is important. However, probably more important, I think, is this work by the International Energy Agency. If anything else, because the IEA is considered a traditional organization. So it was really good when they published this publication last year, 2014, saying that renewables, after all, is not the black sheep, and you can actually work with it and try to integrate it with the within the network, the grid, without major issues, particularly in countries where the demand is increasing. So, and what better title than The Power of Transformation for this publication? More recently, they published this Energy and Climate Change publication. But it's not just about publication. There's obviously this other process that is very, very important. And this is to do with the Global Framework for Climate Services. And some people might have heard that very recently, the WMO Congress, and we'll hear more later, I think, from the president of WMO, who's speaking in the morning. And the Congress has adopted the energy sector as a priority area. So that's a very, very good news. So this is very important, but I also have some other probably less prominent facts from 2013. Some people probably were at the conference in Toulouse and may remember that I showed this picture. This was a drawing from my daughter. She was five then. And so this time she said, Dad, would you like me to draw another picture for your other conference? And and I said, let's think about it. And then 2 days before I left, I asked her, would you like to draw a picture? And so off she went. 15 minutes later, she came back with this one. So it's probably not great. And I hope also the her two siblings won't get upset. But she's the one that is aspiring to be an artist when she grows up. So I so she's now 7, and we'll see in 2 years where she's gone. Anyway, so what to look forward to in this ISEM? So we have a fantastic plenary and parallel program. We'll have new and strengthened relationships between energy and meteorology experts. We'll have keen discussions at two great panel sessions, one on 100% renewables and what is the role of meteorology, and that's going to be chaired by Dave Rennie, and then another one on the global framework I mentioned before on energy and what this community can do to support that framework. And that will be chaired by Max Dilley from WMO. We'll also have a stimulating solar forecasting competition. This will run at 2 o'clock. We'll meet at 2 o'clock today during the lunch break in this room, half of this room. And my colleague, Matthew Perry, who has spent a lot of time preparing for this, will tell you what the competition is about. And I'm sure you'll find it very exciting. You learned quite a bit on that. So I encourage you to take part in that competition. There are also going to be prizes for best student and poster presentations, and obviously captivating interactions at social events. Tonight, we'll also have the official launch of the World Energy and Meteorology Council. You'll learn more about that tonight, so I won't say very much here. In fact, nothing. I'll just skip that. And I also mentioned that we have a tweet in innovation for us this at this conference. And we also set up with two colleagues, Laurent Dubou again, and a colleague from Leeds University, Marta Suarez. We set up this survey to help us shape the directions of the World Energy Meteorology Council, which is nothing else than an umbrella to this conference. So I believe all of you would be interested in taking part of that and seeing how that evolves. So without much ado, I'd just like to encourage you to contribute to making also the next 2 years, like the previous two, look like 4. And with that, I hope you enjoy the conference. Thank you. So we have the first speaker in the morning, and we're very honored to have Dr. Emory Lovins here with us, who I don't think needs any introduction, so I'll let him just go straight into his presentation. Thank you.